Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And good Sunday morning to you. Welcome to this edition of Nature Notes with Jim Gilbert, brought to us by Cardinal Corner and by the Yard Patio Furniture. We'll talk to Jim in just moments. Denny Long here, some fall birding tips from Pam and Lee at Cardinal Corner, reminding us, keep out those bird baths. You might want to put out some white millet to attract migrating birds, and please keep those bird feeders clean. A lot of folks have started, heck, a couple of weeks ago, holiday gift shopping already. Cardinal Corner, I urge you to get to this store. There are two locations, actually. Beautiful bird baths, certainly. They've got nature gifts, unique art, handbags, jewelry, home and kitchen decor. You really have to see the store for yourself. You're going to be browsing for quite some time. Bird seed, freshest you will find anywhere. And you're going to get all sorts of great tips from their monthly newsletter. It's free. Just subscribe online at cardinalcorner.com. Open 7 days a week. Lee and Pam are in West St. Paul, Butler in South Robert. Amy's at the Newport Center. 651-455-6556 is their number. Or again, online at cardinalcorner.com. Cardinal Corner, more than just a bird seed store. I hear you there, Jim Gilbert. Good morning.
You do. Okay, what's the temperature in the place?
Officially 25 now. 25.
Same here. 25. Northwest winds, pretty strong. It's a blustery morning, nearly overcast here, and I see just a few openings in the clouds towards the Twin Cities. Our report here is from Lake Waconia, northwest side, located about 30 miles west of downtown Minneapolis. Northern Cardinals were already at the feeding station a couple of minutes after 7. That's when I could just barely see them feeding on the ground. Lake Waconia froze over about 90% Tuesday, November 20th, but now is only about 70% frozen over, maybe even a little less. We'll wait until the lake is more than 90% ice covered before declaring ice in. Sunrise, 7:24. Sunset, 4:36. So today in the Twin Cities area, we have 9 hours and 12 minutes of daylight. We're losing daylight at the rate of 2 minutes per day and have lost 14 minutes of daylight since last Sunday. And 6 hours and 24 minutes is the total daylight lost since the summer solstice on June 21st. We still have 26 minutes of daylight to lose until the winter solstice, December 21st. The normal high for today is 36, normal low is 21. Records for today, November 25th in the Twin Cities, high, now this was set 104 years ago in 1914, the high was 62. Boy, that would feel good.
It sure would.
62. Now, the low, we have to go back 138 years ago. Minus 18, set in 1880, minus 18. And on this date, 66 years ago, 1952, it snowed a little over 5 inches on the Twin Cities. We're 3 days past full moon, and that full moon, or 3 days past full moon, will set this morning at 9:50 and rises again at 7:10 this early evening. Last quarter moon is this Thursday, November 29th, and the next full moon is December 22nd. Lots of things happening outdoors right now. Minnesota's wild turkey population has grown from just a few birds in the early 1970s to likely more than 70,000 today. They're commonly found throughout the southern part of the state, but can also be seen throughout the northern part of the state. Wild turkeys most often travel in flocks and are usually found in or on the edges of forests. They come to feeding stations where they like shelled corn and cracked corn scattered on the ground and or ground-level feeders. In our yard, mourning doves, northern cardinals, and dark-eyed juncos are among the birds that consume cracked corn scattered on the ground below the feeders. Many fresh-cut pines, spruces, and firs have been purchased in the last few days from retail lots to be used in holiday celebrations and as Christmas trees. A good share of these trees are grown in plantations or tree farms in Minnesota and Wisconsin. A good share of the raccoons are now in their winter sleeping dens. In southern Minnesota, jackrabbits have turned from brown to white, and in the north, snowshoe hares have similarly put on their winter white coats. I heard yesterday morning on your garden show, Denny, that a listener reported planting tulip bulbs.
Yes, that's right.
Wasn't that interesting?
Yeah, it really is, and successfully, too.
Yes. And so, and this is, I assume someone's calling from the greater Twin Cities area. But anyway, they can expect them to be blooming, you know, in the springtime. It's great. The Thanksgiving cactus is in full bloom, but this plant grows only indoors. Northern cardinals can arrive 25 minutes before sunrise at feeding stations, where they relish cracked corn and sunflower seeds in low open platform feeders or scattered on the ground below feeders. I find that the cardinals just love eating on the ground here. Immersion and other types of heaters keep bird baths and drinkers ice-free. Birds and other wild animals need water year-round. Minnesota is the seventh largest U.S. wind power producer, with more than 2,300 wind towers, we call them turbines too, dotting the countryside, particularly in the wind-rich southwest part of our state. Most of the information on climate, weather, history, astronomy, and phenology that I've been using again this morning is from the Freshwater Society's Minnesota Weather Guide and Environment Calendars. Freshwater Society does great work in trying to keep our waters clean. You know, waters of all different groundwater, lakes, streams, and so on. The 2019 editions of both wall and engagement calendars are available at book, gift, and wild bird stores throughout Minnesota and western Wisconsin, including Peterson Drug and Mountain Lake, Paragus, Northwoods Company in Ely, Scout and Morgan Books in St. Paul, The Book Break at Maple Lake, and Kowalski's Grocery Stores in the Twin Cities. Somebody asked last Sunday about, can you order weather guides online? Yes. Just go to freshwater, all one word, freshwater.org, O-R-G. Each year, ice begins to appear on ponds and lakes on the first calm, freezing day or night after they reach 39 degrees throughout. That's the temperature when water is most dense. The lighter, colder water stays on top, and when it reaches 32 degrees, of course, ice will form. I've got quite a few ice on reports. I'll report just a few of these. Thousands of Minnesota lakes are frozen over, most with just a few inches of ice, and some partly open again after our warm days right around Thanksgiving. And here are just a few of the lakes. Sheila Marsh notes that Winsted Lake at Winsted in McCaug County has been frozen over since November 10th. Al Henderson reports that Lotus Lake at Chanhassen froze over November 13th. Trevor Ogden from War Road reports that Lake of the Woods freeze-up was November 18th. Pete Belay from the Minnesota State Climatology Office reports that Leech Lake at Walker froze over November 20th. Gary Hansen notes that Spirit Lake at Crosby also froze over November 20th. In the Longview area of Cass County, Blackwater Lake, Mule Lake, and Woman Lake all froze over November 20th, according to Jim Lorbeski. Bill Jones notes that Upper Bottle Lake and Lake Beltane, both in Hubbard County, not far from Park Rapids, iced over November 20th. And Bud Stevens observed that Big Pine Lake, Little Pine Lake, these are both near Perham in Otter Tail County. Both of these froze over November 18th, and Little McDonald Lake, which is a deep lake, very deep lake, froze over November 21st. And again, Danny, I want to talk about ice safety. I'm really concerned about that after watching people walk on the ice last few days. You know, we need to remind each other, and especially children, about the dangers. It takes at least 4 inches of new solid ice in contact with stationary water. That means not water or not ice over a stream or a river. So stationary water like a pond or a lake for skating, walking on, and ice fishing. 8 to 12 inches of new solid ice in contact with stationary water is needed for a car or small truck. And again, you don't want to fall through the ice. Cold water saps body heat 25 times faster than air of the same temperature. In 32-degree water, that's what you'd be falling into, a person will last about 15 minutes before losing consciousness. And one of the bad things about people going out on the ice think, well, yeah, you know, I know how to test it and so on. But others may not know that. And especially kids will see that and maybe want to follow you out there. So be respectful of ice, please, everybody. Do we have time for a little more, or do you want to talk about By the Yard?
Let's talk a little bit about By the Yard, because it's that gift-giving time of year, and a lot of folks who do have By the Yard would like more, but they want to pick it out themselves. You and I talk about their gift cards. This is the time of year people do that, too. Or maybe you know what they want. Order it now. Get the prices locked in. You don't have to get the furniture delivered. Jim and I say that every week. You can wait till spring to get that furniture delivered. But they have By the Yard, which, by the way, is a local family-run business down in Jordan, Minnesota, that makes out of recycled plastic milk jugs. Hard to believe. I'm sure, Jim, when you try to move some of the furniture, you thought, this was once a milk jug?
I know. I don't even think of milk jugs. I mean,
no.
I know that because I've been told, but I don't think about that when I move the furniture around.
No, for sure. But it's this maintenance-free 35-year warranty on this furniture. You just keep adding pieces. You're not going to replace things like people I hear 2-3 years they have to replace this other type of furniture. A By the Yard holiday gift card promo. You will receive $10, a free $10 By the Yard gift card for every $100 you spend now until December 31st. Jim and I urge you, get on the web. That's the easiest. Buytheyard.net. They've got directions to the showroom. I was just by there Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, driving to and from Mankato. And it's such a quick drive. What would you say, Jim? A couple of minutes just south of 41 and 169?
Right, from that Chaska turnoff.
Yeah.
Just keep going towards Le Sueur. and on the left side, you'll see By the Yard.
Yes, it's a big building there. Buytheyard.net. You will see what Jim and I have told and talked to you about for so many years. All right, Jim, what else do you have this morning?
Oh, all kinds of interesting things. Val and B. Rukavina from Minnetonka sent me a photo of a V formation of more than 40 tundra swans heading southeast over the Hopkins-Minnetonka area. That was November 10th, they took the photo. They also report seeing a golden eagle over Hopkins. Now, these golden eagles follow waterfall migration from Canada down the Mississippi River Valley and pick up the wounded ducks. An opossum has been seen in the Rukavina's neighborhood eating apples and crab apples. Mary Brislance and her son John, Mary, by the way, they're from Lutzen, and her son John were birding in Grand Marais just this past Monday, the 19th. And they observed Bohemian waxwings and pine grosbeaks feeding on the native mountain ash berries. They also spotted a buried thrush in Grand Marais. John was able to hear and then see and photograph I think it's a rare, because I've only seen one or two blackback woodpeckers this past week in the woods at Lutzen. Tom and Lisa Bovers from Faribault have seen eastern bluebirds still around. They saw 8 at Riverbend Nature Center and 4 at Alexander Park. That's right there in Faribault. They also report seeing 5 northern flickers up in a hackberry tree with American robins eating the hackberry fruit. On Friday, Tom saw a bald eagle bringing sticks, nesting material. So small sticks, big sticks, so on. That's their nesting material, adding it to their nest. And also, and this nest is in a large eastern cottonwood tree along the Cannon River, right on the edge of Faribault. And they've seen as many as 100 pine siskins feeding on arborvitae cones. I've got more of these, and I got to find them here. There we go. New visitors are appearing in northwest Minnesota and beyond as northern species move south. There are reports of snowy owls, northern shrikes, common redpolls, and pine siskins from widely separated parts of the northwest. A snowy owl was spotted in Kitson County November 20th and one in Marshall County on November 21st. And these two counties are in the extreme northwestern corner of the state. But also snowy owl was seen near Aiken lately. Northern shrikes have been spotted in Detroit Lakes area on the 21st. Other northern shrikes have been seen in Fergus Falls, East Grand Forks, Lionel Lakes. Pine siskins have been seen lately at feeding stations in Cass County, at Coon Rapids, Plymouth, St. Peter, Faribault, and common redpolls in East Grand Forks. How about that? These are birds that are coming down to spend their winter here. We're like they're Florida, and they can find food here, and they're just fine. Chad Hines is the biology professor at Bethany Lutheran College in Mankato, reports that last Sunday, Monday and Tuesday, that'd be November 18th to the 20th, there was a significant bald eagle movement there in Mankato. Nearly 750 bald eagles and a single golden eagle migrated through. The birds followed the Minnesota River down from St. Peter and also came in from the west as well. How about that? 750,
wow.
Nearly 750 bald eagles seen in the Mankato area. You know, if you're aware and know what to look for, you can see all these marvelous things. There's a saying that goes, you see what you're trained to see. And if someone takes the time to show a child a northern cardinal, a black-capped chickadee, or whatever it is, from then on they'll know what it is and can appreciate it. Help Mother Nature. That's all I've got.
Okay, well, we've got a couple of text messages before you leave, Jim. Can you please ask Jim why we still have so many robins in our St. Paul backyards?
Well, because there's fruit all around, and a lot of it is crabapple fruit, but there's other types of fruit that's hanging on trees and shrubs, and they're fruit eaters, and they're scavengers, so they can make a living. And we're going to have some of them stay here all winter.
All winter, some do, yeah. Another one, let's see. Good morning, my male bluebird still here in South White Bear Lake.
White Bear Lake, how about that?
And a possum in the backyard last night eating our bird bread South White Bear Lake. So a possum in the backyard.
Great.
That's all
that's
we have here, Jim.
Okay.
Let's talk next week, 1 week from today.
Look forward to it.
All right, have a good week,
December.
Jim. Yes, that's right. Yeah. Welcoming a whole new month. Thank you, Jim.
Right. Bye for now.
Bye-bye. Jim Gilbert back next Sunday morning for more Nature Notes here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.